Y'all, the temptations are out there. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Hello and welcome or welcome back. My name is Wendy Koop and I'm the Savvy Budget Girl. And on this week's episode, we're going to talk about how they almost got me. But first, our sponsor, which is me. I am sponsoring myself. And today's episode is brought to you by me and my book, Budgeting for Women. It's a simple 5-step guide to budgeting and getting your finances in order. So order your copy today from Amazon by clicking the link in the show notes or simply by searching on Amazon. It is really up to you. So what happened? Okay. So I've got this story about something that happened just, let's see, today is Tuesday. So I would say this happened over the weekend. So I got, in case you don't know or you haven't seen it in the show notes, I have a secured credit card from Capital One, which is now paid off. Cue the applause. I don't have that sound effect, but cue applause. That credit card was paid off over the weekend. They actually owe me 14 cents. Yay. And I got an offer. I saw in my messages when I checked the app for Capital One that I had a message that I was pre-approved for their Quicksilver card. And I thought, my first thought was, oh, that's great. I'm pre-approved. All I have to do is fill out the missing information and I'll probably get approved for this card. Because it's an unsecured card, it would have a higher limit. I was thinking about all the travel hacks and the unlimited cash back that I could use for the card. And so I went through the application process and then I got to where it listed the interest rate and it said 29.99% interest rate. And I thought, well, that's about as high as it could possibly go, but well, let's just see if I get approved anyway. You guys, that is the wrong idea. Don't go into it like that. That's a recipe for disaster. So I clicked submit on the application and then they came back with, we need, you know, to verify your income, which I assumed they would. But that extra step made me stop and think and say to myself, whoa, Wendy, you're trying to get out of debt. You don't actually need to replace your current Capital One credit card, the one that you just paid off. They're only offering you this new card because you've been paying off this other card. Not only that, but it's 29.99% interest rate. What in the world is that craziness? I really don't need another credit card. If there's something that, I mean, a $500 limit on a secured card is enough. And I'm, well, that was interesting. If you heard that noise, that was my cat knocking over some boxes. Anyway, back to the story. I don't need a 29.99% interest rate credit card. I already have one or two of those because my credit hasn't been all that great. That's the first thing. The second thing is, as tempting as 1.5% unlimited cashback is, I'm not in a position of my credit card usage to be able to take advantage of that. And that simply means that until I get to the point where I do pay off my credit cards every month, the cashback is not going to make a difference because I'll still be carrying a balance. And therefore, Capital One wins and I don't. So that is what I realized when they told me I had to take the extra step to verify my income. Not that I couldn't verify my income. It's just that in taking that extra step, I said to myself, is this what I want? Is this going to propel me forward in my debt-free journey? And if it's not, then I don't need it. Pre-approval makes it sound really good and gives you nice fuzzies and warm feelings. But in the end, it is not to my benefit at this point. And that's what I had to realize. So that's how they almost got me. I hope you have enjoyed that story and use it as a cautionary tale the next time you get pre-approval for a credit card or think that you want to open another line of credit when you're on your debt-free journey. You guys have taught me a lot in this community, in the budgeting community, in the cash budgeting community, about integrity and just staying the course in the debt-free journey. And I appreciate each and every one of you. So to get started with the cash envelope system of budgeting, click or tap the screen for that video. And that is all for this episode of Savvy Budget Girl. Information in this podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes only. So please seek the advice of a qualified professional for your specific situation. Until next time, bye.